How about the very famous Roswell case?
Now, Roswell is one of these cases that has just reached its mythical status. And talk about a case that's been beaten into the ground. This is the case. Roswell, I think something very unusual happened. I met Jesse Marshall Jr., mm-hmm. and very enjoyable guy, very credible, very, very down-to-earth man. I don't think that we should forget the case anytime soon, but I think we should move on to pursue other more modern cases that aren't buried in aging witnesses and conspiracy theories. Roswell itself, and it's had a lot of good investigators who have uncovered a lot of good information. Roswell itself has been dropped into a hole and has been buried by parades, conferences, festivals, museums, people trying to take advantage of it in terms of hoaxing, their involvement, and other nonsense. And these days, if you mention Roswell anywhere, you either get people telling you that they like the TV series, they respond to something about alien bodies, they mention the alien autopsy film, or they tell you the movie was good, and the Roswell movie was great. But the Roswell case itself has become an industry into itself.
And that's true.
I think that there was something there at one time, possibly. Why else would these people come forward? But a lot of memories have conveniently lapsed, and things have been lost, you just go on and on and on. And I just think that investigators, like I said, don't forget the case, because it'll obviously be important down the road historically. But for now, I think you've done what you can, leave it behind, move forward, and find something else.
What have you found to be one of the best UFO-type cases that even you shake your head and go, wow, this one's good?
There are so many really just astounding cases, and cases that make you go, wow. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right or not. I've gotten it wrong. I've been corrected a couple of times by some other folks that I talk about UFOs with. The Minot UFO case, it happened out at an Air Force base in 1968. That's one of the best cases, I really think. That's a case where it involved an intrusion of an unknown flying object that crossed over a security perimeter of a missile silo here in the United States. And not only was it seen by people on the ground, but it was also viewed by a crew who was in the air in a B-52 bomber. And they also had radar confirmation. And I think they hosted this case on the ABC UFO television special. And it's a really fascinating case where you have all these military witnesses at this highly sensitive military installation that is for the national defense. And it got investigated, and the military's conclusion was that the ground visual sightings were the star Sirius, and the folks that were in the B-52 flying over the area were seeing ball lightning. It was something along those lines. I don't have it in front of me. I think they mentioned another star like Vega or Venus that they were seeing at the time. And all these airmen who are trained, trained folks, and they're professional military people. I just find it hard to believe that they all, were watching a star the whole time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead. No, finish up, Bruce.
It lasted 45 minutes. And another case that I've always been fascinated with was the Tehran-Iran UFO encounter in the 70s.
Right.
And, if we're running out of time, I can just go ahead and stop for you.
No. Finish this one. Then we'll take the rest of the
calls. This is a really great case. During the 70s in Iran, the military had scrambled two jet fighters to intercept an object that was intruding in their airspace. And during this time, the pilots reported they had communications failures, weapons failures, and other flight instrumentation malfunctions that apparently remedied themselves after they flew away out of the vicinity of this object. At one point, this large object launched a smaller object that began chasing a jet, and one of the fighter pilots went to fire his weapons and reported the system malfunction with his weapons. And there's a lot more to this case than we probably have time for, but it's one of the more interesting cases. And Belgian Triangle, a lot of classic cases. The Cash Landrum incident I find very credible because of the physical evidence that's involved in that case. And the Trent UFO photo case. And I was actually fortunate enough to interview both Paul and Evelyn Trent about a year or so before they passed away. And that case itself is rather fascinating to me because the Trents, the people that took this very famous series of two photos, were adamant to the end that they did not believe that they had taken a picture of an alien spacecraft, but that it was a secret military experiment they had photographed.
So, you know, you don't sound like someone who is down on investigations at all. You sound like a guy who's got an open mind about most of these things.
Yeah, and maybe that doesn't come off in some of my writings because I get pretty passionate about this.
Oh, you're a tough writer.
My aggressive personality bleeds through a lot when I'm writing about this stuff because, you know, you get fed up with it and you get fed up with the nonsense and you just wish for once that folks would just be investigators and not let their personal beliefs or their personal motives bleed into what they're doing.
Do you ever, though, let's say in one of your very stern critiques, and you've had some,
oh, yes.
Do you ever get to the point where you come right at the end of it and say, however, it's pretty entertaining or it's fun? Do you go that far?
Sometimes this stuff can be fun, depending on where it goes. Where I think it stops being fun is when people start charging money for it, and later you find out that what their claims were weren't really true, and so now you're out of this money, and this guy's taking it, laughing at the bank.
Good point.